For the last few years, I have had the grueling experience of enduring the wrath of raising teenagers. While my friends had bumper stickers bragging of their Eagle Scouts and straight-A achievers, my bumper sticker could have said, "I'm in therapy, and I'll let you know how it turns out." Well, I'm pleased to report, share, and brag that I have nothing to share. They just might have turned out okay for now. No, I am not tempting fate or asking for trouble, but I am just going to enjoy wallowing in the delight that my other friends must have been feeling all these years. So since I can't throw my new and improved children under the bus anymore, I'll just tell you what I've been doing. Wednesday, July 1st, Raleigh, North Carolina, Carter Finley Stadium, packed jam full with a delightful assemblage of 60,000 fans. Some old geezers wearing Big Lips t-shirts and a smattering of glamorous hipsters, ready for a show. The one and only Rolling Stones on yet another last world tour. We were all there, the whole family, well-behaved, polite, and appreciative, which might have to do with the pregame, but that's another story. With the collective age of 286 years, those four rockers were ageless. The quintessential Sir Mick Jagger strut looks like a cross between having your pants too tight and having to go to the potty. The phrase "ants in your pants" does not apply, because I feel quite certain that his pants were so snug that there was no room for any ants. Then again, he might have been wearing leggings. His swishy sachet reminds me of the exercise phenomenon, prancer-sizing, that swept the world last year. And if you're wondering, yes, I did get some satisfaction, and sometimes you can get what you want. Seeing the Rolling Stones was a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and even though they're as British as a good spot of tea, I feel that it was my American duty to see one of the greatest rock bands of all times. If I never see another concert, I'll be content. Unless, of course, Willie Nelson comes back to town.